Hello, KDNK listeners. I am DJ and interviewer Kaden Smith, and today I'm joined by Edie O'Byrne to learn about her creative process in art and music. Edie, what does creativity look like for you?
Well, it's slightly different for art and music. I've been doing art forever. Really, it's just finding time and motivation most of the time. I haven't done a lot of art like for myself since school started, just because it's a little busy, takes a little bit of time. But mainly for art, at least, I've used it as a resource to like visualize things. So I've done a lot of memorial stuff for people, a lot of commissions. In terms of writing music and that creative process, I find myself most productive really late at night when I'm alone and everybody else is asleep, because that's when my brain starts jittering. I've been writing a lot more music lately because I've been learning how to play guitar, so it's been easier when I can do it entirely myself rather than relying on somebody else to like play an instrument and I can do like the vocals or like the actual lyrical part of it. So I've been doing a lot more songwriting recently just because it's easier when I can just sit in my room and like do it myself. Yeah. But I've also just been having an interesting year, so a lot has been going on, so I have a lot to like talk about and decompress. So it's really just designated time to connect with myself and create something.
Do you feel the same about painting and any other art that you do?
I think it's a little different. Drawing or painting has always been just kind of a guarantee that I've worked up a skill, so I know that something is going to turn out, or at least kind of. So it's just if I find a cool picture that I want to make my own or like recreate in some way, or if it's someone's birthday, drawing someone for their birthday is a fantastic gift because it doesn't mean anything to me. I haven't done a lot of it since school started just because I'm busy, but that art has always been like a constant for me, just something I can rely on.
Yeah. Do you incorporate your music into art?
For my art portfolio in school or for my capstone, I'm going to incorporate the idea of finding the anatomy of music, so connecting music to a physical representation, because I think a lot of people, everybody's heard music. Everybody has a certain relationship to music in their life. I find mine to be very strong, and I also have a connection with art, so I'm trying to find a way to represent how much music really connects people and connects me in a form that everybody can understand at the same magnitude.
I think that's really powerful, especially how you're going to incorporate your visual talent into something you've been working on recently. I think that's really cool. What inspired you to start creating art, including music?
Well, music has always been a part of my life. My dad had me listening to Sly when I was like 2, just jamming out. Art kind of happened during COVID. I was horrible at drawing in like middle school, and then COVID happened and I had so much free time and I just did it all the time and got better at it. So of course it means something to me, but music has always been something that's necessary for my life, that makes me happy, that does something meaningful for me. We've converted my living room into a studio. Yeah.
So I can see why you are inspired to make music, but what inspired you to start doing art during COVID?
I think I just had a lot of free time, and I had some family stuff going on and just needed some sort of a distraction from everything. And I didn't even care about, like, being good at it, because I thought I was the best. I thought I was awesome. And looking back on old stuff that I did, I'm like, that was horrible, but I thought it was great. So that's all that really matters. But it was mainly just something to, like, get me through what was happening in my life. And so I had something that I could keep working on and didn't have a lot of resources at school. So it was just kind of doing it any free time I had, and then made my best friend is an art kid. Just gaining more and more people that support the same things.
So when you made art, I think what you told me is it boosted your self-confidence a lot. Does that relate to music?
I think with art, I didn't have any concept of what good was. But with music, I always had these big expectations that people I looked up to, or like musicians that I personally thought were amazing. I think only recently I'm still trying to build the confidence that the music that I'm making, the music that I'm performing, is good enough, I guess. But yeah, I think it's a little different. I mean, I still have some, like, lack of confidence around art, but I think I've built up a general skill level that I can have that confidence to know that I'm going to do something right. With music, I think I'm a little more subjective with myself, that I don't know if something's going to turn out, and it's a creative process, and it's subjective. So there's not a certain technique in at least the songwriting that I do that just gives it, yes, this is a good song, this is a good project. So I'm still working on that confidence there.
Are there any challenges you face when switching between music and art?
Oh, yeah. It's mainly time. They both take a lot of time to do. I've definitely found myself recently doing a lot more music than art. Good or bad, it's not really better. It's definitely difficult when I'm being presented with some opportunities and I'm like, I want to do both, but I also don't have time to do both right now and along with school and everything else. So yeah. It is a little difficult on that front, but as far as creativity, it works the same in my brain.
Yeah, you're just doing what feels right.
Yeah.
And right now that's music.
Yeah.
Do you think living in this valley has influenced your art or music?
I think community is a big thing. I think I wouldn't have gotten a lot of opportunities that I did if I wasn't part of the community and didn't have the resources and natural connection that is in this valley.
Do you think there's more opportunities for you in Glenwood than Carbondale based on music and art level?
I think I've been presented with a lot more opportunities through Glenwood as far as like kicking me up a level, maybe. I got the opportunity to do a showcase at the Art Base in Basalt last year because my teacher at school suggested me for it. I'm very grateful for the relationships that I've built through Glenwood and just community there.
Yeah. So, Edie, I know you are a part of a band called Photostatic. Did you form the band?
Actually, Iggy Richardson, who's my best friend, they had a band originally called Zonky. I'm not going to get everybody's names right, so I'm not going to list them all. They broke up, and then Iggy is finding his own passions and motivations through music, so he texted me, he's like, I still want to have a band, and you have a drum kit in your house. Can we form a band again? Can we do something?
That's awesome.
So I didn't really have a big part in it. It was more so just helping out Iggy. Eli Sorensen was guitarist for Zonky. Still, we've become really close friends through Iggy and through the band. We do rehearsals at my house, so I would say I have a part of starting the band, but also it was Iggy and what he wanted to do for him. So
nice. How was the process of the formation of the band, and how has it impacted you?
Well, it was originally just me, Iggy, and Eli, because that was just kind of a guarantee that we all wanted to do something. And then Iggy's brother, Gus Richardson, plays, like, rhythm guitar, so we're like, okay, we have a lead, we have a bass, and we have rhythm. So I was just kind of looking for a drummer. We met Juniper. She was a freshman. She's a freshman this year. I'd never met her, but they all go to school with her, and so they're like, she plays drums, why not just run it through, do a one-band practice and see how it goes. And everybody kind of vibed well and did some easy covers and just jammed for a bit. And we've just kind of been doing the same thing, just kind of hanging out and jamming.
Just out of curiosity, how often do you guys play shows?
Whenever we can. We don't have, like, a guarantee of any shows, pretty much. It's just kind of looking out for stuff available in the Valley. And we got the opportunity to play it one of the first Fridays with Voices. Very grateful for that. We also kind of hitched a ride on one of Zonky's gigs before they broke up and played at Marble Fest at the beginning of the year. So it's really just finding the time and the opportunity whenever it's presented and showing up.
Do you feel satisfied with the opportunities you've had in this Valley to play shows?
Yeah, I mean, having a smaller valley of people and good community means that we got to play those shows. So definitely grateful for the opportunity and definitely recognize that it's not normal. And it's a definite pro of living in our small valley.
Yeah. Does your band write original songs?
Yeah, so we have a smaller set list. We have a few originals and a few covers. One of our originals is called, I don't know, the name has been switched so many times. It was written by Gus and Iggy, and then that was their song that they presented the band. They're like, we have all the parts for it. Everybody just, like, find your place, and then we can play it. And so I just kind of added on vocals to that because we're like, okay, this is a song, and then how do we figure out how to get everybody on it? And there's another song called Crowded Room that I wrote, did the drum part for it, the vocals and lyrics, and then I had my friend up in Glenwood helped me write like a lead guitar line because I knew what I wanted it to sound like, but I don't know how to play lead guitar.
Yeah.
And then presented that to the band and was like, have Eli learn the guitar part. I'll write some weird bass part for AE and then have Juno learn drums, and then Gus just fits in wherever Gus fits in because he knows what to do. So we have two originals right now. It's kind of just, it's hard to write together because everybody has different opinions and like not all of us are songwriters. So we pretty much just do stuff in our own time and then present it as like an idea to the rest of the band, and then we'll just work through it together.
What does the future of songwriting in the band look like to you?
Well, we're definitely just gonna write songs along the way. Because we're all motivated and just kind of comes with it. But we are potentially going to get a Spotify and be releasing some music on there just for fun mainly, but just to have a designated place that we can share stuff. I think we're gonna work on having some more covers before doing that so we can fully start on our own, as this is the band and this is our music that we're making rather than just doing covers. But that's initially the goal, is to have a Spotify and releasing some music.
I know earlier you touched on how time-consuming the creative process of art and music can be. How do you fit in your time with this band between work, school, and art?
That's a good question. We started the band during summer, so there was less complications with scheduling. Me and Gus and Eli all have jobs, so trying to fit it in through there along with the school schedule, and all of them go to Roaring Fork and I go to Glenwood, so it's kind of a disconnect there. But we do band rehearsals on Sundays after I work, so it's definitely crammed, but it's designated time and we're all there and we all show up and
you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been curious, what's the story behind your name, Photostatic?
It's really stupid. There is no story. It was just that we wanted to find a name, and we all have different opinions and different likings. So it was a long process when we started the band and from when we actually got a name, and it was Iggy who presented it as just kind of a quirky thing. And then we're like, okay, why don't we put an F instead of a PH for photo? So it's not that creative and big, but that's kind of where it's working from. And me and Iggy are both kind of art geeks, so we're just kind of having fun with like logos and all that stuff, but the name itself doesn't really mean anything.
Have you incorporated your art into the icon image for your band?
We've done some like promo little poster things that me and Iggy have worked on and just like put together pretty quickly. We don't have like a specific logo yet. Like we have one that's on our Instagram that's like our little profile picture that I did, and then we have just like a kind of a font that we use pretty often, but it's really just having fun and working with some logos and like poster design and stuff like that.
What do you think is the best part about working with each other?
We definitely challenge opinions. There have been a few times that's just like everybody's angry and not working well together, but we have to anyway, so just kind of finding that balance and challenging each other. I didn't know Eli or Juno before we started the band, and I barely knew Gus just because me and Iggy were friends, but throughout these past couple months, I've definitely gained some very valuable friendships, which is great that I didn't expect to come out of it.
How do you guys find that balance? Do you take breaks in between rehearsals?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, so normally everybody will get to rehearsal around 5. Or a little earlier if there's, like, just travel complications or anything. But we normally have just, like, a rule that, like, if you're going to show up at 4, then we're not going to play until 5 because I just got off a 9-hour shift and I do not want to just hear all this stuff right now. And then somebody will bring dinner or my dad will do something, and we'll just, like, take a half hour maybe and just hang out and eat dinner and just kind of calm down and then go back to it. And decide, like, what we actually want to be spending our time with today, whether we want to work on an original or, like, perfect a cover or just run through a set if we have a show coming up. Just taking breaks and, like, working with each other.
Who do you think is your biggest musical inspiration and why?
Well, I have a lot of people in my life, friends, family, that are all very musical and that value music. As far as, like, a celebrity or a famous musician, I think I just gravitate towards like songwriting more so. I think when I'm writing music, I think some of my main inspiration comes from, like, Elliot Smith or Bristol Maroney, my favorite singer, as far as, like, lyrical and storytelling. But when it comes to, like, passion and motivation, my friend Edrin Dreamer, has always been, like, a constant of motivation to making music and valuing it in your everyday life. My dad, definitely.
That's awesome. Edie, it has been so lovely to have you today at the Katie and Kay studio. To wrap up our interview, I was just curious, what are your creative plans for after high school?
Well, as of right now, I'm planning to graduate a year early, so I'm planning to graduate next year, my junior year, and hopefully being able to save up some money and take what would have been my senior year as kind of a gap to travel and learn some things from real people. I've been contemplating whether college is the best fit for me, especially since it's a common phrase that art school kills artists, and I want to learn from real people and live a little and see how the world works. So those are kind of, there's not really a set plan, but I want to live a little.
That's really inspiring. Also check out Photostatic's Instagram at photostatic_official. Up next, we have something really special for the listeners. Our interviewee, Edie, is going to play a song live for us here at Katie and Kay Radio Station. Wherever you are listening from, turn up your volume and enjoy this performance.
This is Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers.
Someday I'm gonna live in your house upon a hill, and when your skin-headed neighbor goes missing, I'll plant a garden in the yard. Then they're gluing roses on a flatbed. You should see it, I mean thousands. I grew up here till it all went up in flames, except the notches in the door frame. And I don't know when you got taller, see our reflection water off a bridge at the Huntington. I hopped a fence when I was 17. Then I knew what I wanted. And when I grow up, I'm gonna look up from my phone and see myself. It's gonna be just like my recurring dream. I'm at the movies, I don't remember what I'm seeing. The screen turns into a tidal wave, and it's a dorm room like a hedge maze. And when I find you, you touch my leg and I insist, but I wake up before we do it. And I don't know how, but I'm taller. It must be something in the water. Everything's growing in our garden. You don't have to know that it's haunted. The doctor put her hands over my liver, and she told me my resentment's getting smaller. Oh no, I'm not afraid of hard work. I get everything I want. I have everything I ever wanted.
This is Orange Juice by Noah Kahan.
Honey, come over. The party's gone slower, and no one will tempt you. We know you got sober. There's orange juice in the kitchen, bought for the children. It's yours if you want it. We're just glad you could visit. Feels like I've been ready for you to come home for so long that I didn't think to ask you where you'd come. Why'd you go? And you said, my heart has changed and my soul has changed in my heart, in my heart, that my life has changed and I haven't drank in 6 months on the dot. See the graves that you passed through from a crash back in 02. Not one nick on your finger. You just asked me to hold you, but it made you a stranger and filled you with anger. Now I'm third in line up to the Lord and our Savior. Feels like I've been ready for you to come home for so long that I didn't think to ask you where you'd gone. Why'd you go? And you said, and you said, said my heart has changed and my soul has changed in my heart, that my life has changed and this town had changed. You had not, oh, that the world has changed. Don't you find it strange how you just went ahead and carried on? And you know I'd say the last time I drank, I was face down, passed out there in your lawn. Are we all just grows to you now? Are we all just pulling you down? We didn't put those bones in the ground. We didn't put those bones in the ground. Honey, come over. The party's gone slower, and no one will tempt you. We know you got sober. There's orange juice in the kitchen, bought for the children. It's yours if you want it. We're just glad you could visit.
Thank you, Katie and Kay, and the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program for this and all the other opportunities that have been available to me. I am Edie O'Byrne from Photostatic. Thanks again.
about the things you hate. Every little thing gonna be alright. Singing, don't worry about the things you have. Every little thing gonna be alright. You pin me in. Cholon tati, ya damal so dam, in ye ma sweet song, ko melody bell don't know, in me ya.